All right, a couple of updates. A few weeks ago, I mentioned that we have two male Labrador retrievers in our household, and they get along great for the most part, but they had been fighting recently, so much so that it got pretty violent, and we separated them. We sent the younger one, who has been fixed, the older one has not been fixed. We sent the younger one off to boarding school again for about a week or so, and he got a chance to work with a trainer and just kind of get away from everything. We got him back together, and so far, so good. Knock on wood, we have not had any issues. We've had a couple of stare downs, but we haven't had any brawls. So that's a good thing. And I really think the guy who works with them as a trainer is right. I think we had a dog in our neighborhood or back in the place behind us that a female dog that was in heat that just sent the older one off because he's been a lot different. Like, we have a female dog too that he, I would say me too's, yes, daily, but that has stopped too. So he's not as frisky as he was. So whatever scent was in the air, I don't think is there right now. So I think that helps, but you would never know. They have a problem. They play together every day. They play fetch together. I take them on walks together. They've had no problems. They, at night when they come in, they lay down on the floor next to each other. We've had no issues. So yesterday, because I know we haven't hit really hot temperatures yet, but to me it's been really hot because we've had low 90s temperatures and high humidity. And if you do anything outside, it seems to be brutal, more than usual for early June. Just seems like we have really high humidity, maybe more than we've had before. I don't know, maybe it's like this every early June, late May, because we have a lot of rain. But I felt bad for the dogs because they seem like they've been really hot. I don't think dogs like humidity either. They don't sweat, they just pant, but I don't think they like really heavy air.
They got a big coat on.
Yeah, they got that big coat on. But, do dogs care if it's dry heat or humidity? I have no idea. That's just my own theory that I don't think they like really heavy air, humid air. I think that's harder for them to cool themselves. I have no idea if there's any science behind that. That's just my own theory.
Sounds reasonable.
So yesterday, and I'm going to tell you about something that I saw at the store that I've never seen before, and I'm still trying to get over it. I don't think you guys are going to believe it. But before I tell you that, I went to purchase them a plastic pool, and I looked throughout the store. I knew this place had them because
for your dogs.
Yeah, a little plastic pool for the dogs to lounge around in and play around in. So I was in looking for them, and I found inflatable pools inside this big store. And I didn't buy those because I thought, man, that's not going to last long at all.
They'll just puncture
the inflatable. So I need the old plastic pool. You know, we've all had those. I bought those for my kids when they were little.
$6 out in front of the store.
That's when I eventually found them. Yeah, they're out in front of the store. $14.98. Not bad.
Okay.
Not bad for putting in a new pool. It's above ground.
It's above ground, but
they have one of the cheap slides.
No, they didn't have a slide.
Remember the ones that had the plastic slide built in?
Yeah, it was real cheap.
And the second you sat on the slide, it would bend in.
Yeah. Well, we were even a little more high-tech. We took the little Tykes slide and then just placed that into the plastic pool and put the hose on top of it, and that was pretty much our cheap Wet and Wild back in the day when the boys were little. So I thought, well, that's a reasonable price. So I bought that for them, and they loved it. Took it home yesterday afternoon, and it was hot yesterday afternoon. It looked like we were about to get some rain. The air was really heavy, and took it out there. And at one point, I saw both of them just laying down in the water, you know, panting. They loved it. Then I tuned in about 10 minutes later, and the younger one, who we all think in our family is crazy, was taking the edge of the plastic pool and pulling it back like he's trying to tear it up. So I give this pool I give this pool about 3 days, and then you can't have nice things with dogs. You just can't. And it just really ticked me off. Here, we do something nice here. We get your own dog pool, and you can't even...
You're in his life trying to help him.
I'm trying to help his show, knowing that he is suffering out there in the high heat and the high humidity, and he's going to do that. Now, we went to dinner last night, came back, and I thought for sure I was going to find that pool shredded. It was not shredded, still in one piece, so maybe it'll last for a while. I hope so. So, before I found out that the plastic pools were outside, I was inside, and I was walking around the store. And I said, well, you know what? I need to get some toothpaste anyway, and I need to get, I'm going to look at the vitamins. I've heard about this multivitamin from a friend. I think I'm going to go look at that.
It's so generic.
I heard about this multivitamin from a friend.
That he's been
That's
taking
a throw pillow.
That he's been taking that he likes. I can't mention any sponsors or any products, so that's the way you have to say it. So anyway, so down in the, I guess, health and beauty section of the store. And I saw something that I've never seen. I don't think you guys are going to believe it. And I don't think I'll ever see this again. There was a couple with their daughter. I would say the couple's in their 30s, maybe 40s. I would say their daughter's anywhere from 10 to 12. Maybe 9. 9 to 12. Somewhere in there.
And they're changing her diaper.
No. Oh. She's fine. She's just standing right behind them. They are in the Trojan section of the aisle.
Oh, my God.
And buying them, looking at them in front of their daughter. Mm. And I thought, okay, maybe they're just doing a drive-by and they're going to reach down. The dad's just going to throw it in and hope the daughter doesn't notice. No. They both bring out a type and they're comparing them, comparing prices, I guess.
Features.
And I'm telling you, this went on for 5 minutes, and I kind of faked interest in the vitamins I was looking at, just
because
thinking, how long is this going
this
to
play out?
Yeah. And okay, this daughter's surely going to have some questions, but she didn't. And at one point, she's like braiding her mom's hair, and they're like going, well, I don't know. These are a little more expensive, but says that, you
got
know,
a reservoir tip.
Yeah, I mean, they're using jargon. They're using... I could not believe that should never happen.
Is there any chance that this wasn't their daughter and she was actually older than you thought she was and this was somehow
may not have been their daughter.
Situation.
There's no way that she was older than I thought. There's no way that girl was more than 12 or 13 years old.
She's
no
definitely
way.
A kid.
Yes.
That they wouldn't have been buying it for her, right?
No, yeah. No. And I thought about that too. Well, maybe she'd been promiscuous lately but then I looked at this. No, she's a kid. They would not sign off on this at the age of 11 or 10.
And they're not explaining something to her.
No, they're not explaining anything. They're just looking at the products
daughter.
And trying to figure out which one's the best one.
Here's your condoms.
And I thought, there is no way that should ever happen. Even a drive-by.
Your parents never did this with you when you were...
That is the dumbest question you've ever asked. You have never asked a question knowing the answer more.
I really didn't know.
Well, what about yours? Did they ever do this to you?
Yes. They frequently condom shop in front of me.
They did not.
All right, let me offer a possibility. They are completely open about sexuality, including theirs, in order to destigmatize it for their children so the children aren't freaked out by it and they have an open relationship and they can talk to their kids about having sex.
Okay. Yeah, I thought about that too. I said maybe they're just really progressive and they're out in the open about that. And that's fine if you're going to, you know, introduce sexuality, I guess, at a young age to talk to your kids about that. But I still don't think you should buy condoms in front of them.
Why?
Because you are
responsible.
You are confirming that as a parent, you're still doing it, and no child should ever know that. If they're 10 or 32 or 28
ridiculous.
Or 6 or whatever the age.
You did not want your parents to have a healthy sex life.
I did, but I didn't want to hear about it, and I didn't want to see them buy product. No.
But it obviously was no big deal to this girl. You said she was just kind of braiding her mom's hair. She didn't care.
This was my final conclusion. I don't think she knew what they were looking at. I don't think she had any idea. But as curious as kids will be, and their curiosity always seems to be at the forefront, that, hey, what's that? What are y'all buying? Seems like most kids would ask that. She didn't offer any questions, and I thought, well, maybe she just has no idea what they're looking at.
Or it's no big deal to her, and she's been in that aisle many times before with her parents.
Oh, do we have to go down the condom aisle again?
Is that your 12-year-old or the mom or what?
I don't know, but I wasn't going to say it in my own voice.
Okay.
I don't know. It was weird. And I'm betting as progressive as you're trying to be here, I bet you've never seen that before in a store.
No, I've never seen it before. I haven't.
And I bet you never will. And I bet I never will either.
Well, how many times am I in the condom aisle?
It almost makes me want to go back there next month, though, just to see if it's happening again.
Or next week, depending on how active they are.
Yeah.
They'll burn through those.
I don't know. I real messed up.
What does ribbed for her pleasure mean?
It's ribbed, honey. And it actually irritates me.
See?
Mom, why did Dad get Vienna sausage size?
Your daddy has problems. It's a wonder you were ever born.
Well, there you go. That's my trip to the store yesterday to buy a plastic pool. 548 on the ticket. Hey, how about some more recognition for this dude?